531.
PMN News at 6. Talofa Queer, I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres says the climate time bomb is ticking, but a major new report can provide a survival guide for humanity. The latest Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report says that lean energy and technology can be exploited to avoid the growing climate disaster. Mr. Guterres says speed is of the essence. The report also warns a key global temperature goal will be missed, with the world expected to warm by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius by the early 2030s. Meanwhile, six Pacific nations have agreed to transition away from fossil fuels following a three-day summit in Vanuatu. Pacific ministers laid out a pathway with the Port Vila call to action, seeking stronger funding commitments from developed nations. A spokesman for the Pacific Islands Climate Action Network says Pacific nations want easier access to climate finance. Lavietana Langi Seru says developed countries have not delivered on the promised $100 billion pledge per year. The New Zealand Fiji Business Council says Fiji's economic outlook is good. This comes as an 80-member trade delegation from Fiji is scheduled to visit New Zealand this week. Speaking to RNZ Morning Report, President Chandasen says, according to the World Bank, Fiji is recovering from COVID faster than the other Pacific nations.
Well, the World Bank just released their report last week, and their conclusion was that Fiji was the fastest recovering economy in the Pacific post-COVID. So the growth is quite phenomenal there. And of course, on the back of tourism, it's a big bounce back. Their numbers are almost getting back to pre-COVID levels.
Pasifika Festival 2023 is returning to the Bay of Plenty, celebrating cultural diversity from food, dances and people. The free event at the Rotorua Lakefront on Saturday is expected to draw thousands of Pasifika from all around the Bay of Plenty. Event manager Hannah Taipo says after last year's cancellation, they will deliver a bigger and better event.
A mixture of school, community groups. We've got, you know, the local primary schools. We've even got a Filipino group coming through representing the Philippines. We're all about diversity and inclusion. So yeah, we're super excited, and we've got our headliners, Swiss Entry. So many people are super excited to have them down here, and Tofinga is our MC as well.
The Marshall Islands government remains committed to holding the Micronesia Games, which have just been postponed for a second time. The 10th Games were set to go in July last year and then July this year, but have been delayed a second time because sports facilities are not ready. The delays have been put down to the pandemic and difficulty getting materials into the country due to issues with the airlines. RNZ correspondent Giff Johnson says the country is still very keen to hold the Games, possibly next April.
The facilities that they are building should be world class. The track field is an international standard, so I think they definitely want to do it, but they feel they just need more time to put it on properly. So I think there's definitely a commitment to do it. I mean, the government's put a lot of money into the sports facilities.
And that's PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.